Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Think of the shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks?
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Desiring you in everything.
Desiring you in everything. I need to change my way of being. Ah, music you can taste, music you can chew on. Jaspiration. Love it, love it, love it. Set me free. Set me free, dear Lord. Set me free from myself. Valerie Joy, joyfully reminding us that we can be free. If you want to find out more about Valerie Joy, you can go to her website. It is valeriejoy.com. Joy is spelled J-O-I. valeriejoy.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do, and I am grateful. I am full of gratitude for you being here, for making a difference, for just changing your way of being and just your commitment to being free, because you know it is your birthright. Yes, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Full weekend for me. How was your weekend? What did you get up to? I need a weekend after the weekend. But I did get plenty of rest. I took care of my body. I took care of my mind, more importantly, because the body follows where my mind goes. So I had to take care of my mind. I had to rest. I actually went to bed early. Well, did I? Yeah, I did. For me, it is. I was in bed around, 11:30? Something like that, or maybe closer to 12, somewhere. That's early for me. And I thought I would lay down there, do some reading, or listen to some audio book, or read something. My body said, yeah, whatever. You can do all you want to do. I know what I'm doing. I'm crashing out. Next thing I know, it's like 2:30 in the morning, some lights on. I said, gotta get up, turn the lights off. But anyway, enough of me. What's up with all of that? Tell you all my life business. Where's Life Conversations, isn't it? So we're talking about our lives. What's going on in your world? Do you want to share your story? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. This week is a week where we're dedicating all the shows. We're focusing on health and well-being. So with the theme for this week is taking responsibility for your health and well-being. Taking responsibility for your health and well-being. So we want to talk about that spiritual hat that some of y'all be wearing. I know what you're talking about, but I heard some of y'all be wearing spiritual hats. Anyway, don't go into that yet. Slow down. 347-426, whatever number is. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Are you wearing your spiritual hat? Did you take it off? Are you mad that you took it off? Can you find your spiritual hat? Do you get mad at yourself when your hat falls off? Yes, I am. I'm teasing y'all, but that's all I'm going to say for now. So anyway, let me give you some announcement, because once I tune into what I'm ready to share, it just keeps coming, and I won't get to the announcement. So let me just follow what I have in front of me here. Announcements, what do I want to tell you about? There's a lot going on, but regular listeners, you know, but I want to remind you, every last Wednesday of the month is Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. Michelle Brown Stafford is our parenting expert, our in-house expert, and that she is. She'll be joining me last Wednesday of the month for Conscious Parenting. We're continuing the conversation about educating boys and bringing awareness to homeschooling. Some people are totally against homeschooling. Some people think they're not qualified. Some people don't understand it. Some people think you have to have a PhD, you have to be a teacher to homeschool. Not true. But you'll find out more about that. Same day, last Wednesday of the month, this month, which is actually, what day is that? Check your calendar. Okay, I'm checking mine now. While the computer's loading. Yeah, August 31st. Yes, thank God for computers. August 31st, that's the date. For those of you who want a date, stop it. Don't do it. Also, same day. Ancestral Blueprints, my mind, it just makes me laugh. You know, I just love my mind. I got the greatest mind in the world. I can never be lonely because I can entertain myself. So anyway, last Wednesday of the month, Ancestral Blueprints, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Lisa Iverson, my co-host. She's going to be joining us. And Lisa Iverson is going to be in Atlanta in September, end of September, bringing her wonderful self spirit here to support people in moving through their life, through their experiences. She's going to be facilitating the Family Constellation Circle. That's next month, end of the month. If you want some more information about that, send me an email. Send an email to ask@lifecoachada.com. ask@lifecoachada.com. Yes, let's let it rip. Let's let it go now. Got all of that out. Kathleen, it is so nice to see you. Wow. You got a beautiful smile. Yes. Yeah, that smile can get you through anything. Just keep smiling. Joyful Tamara Joy, the joyful one. It's nice to see you. What, you got a joke today, Tamara? Because you always have a joke. You're a natural comedian. You got joke. It comes out from you naturally. If you think about it, it won't come out. But then again, I don't know. Maybe I just don't know that part of you. I need to talk to Dave and find out. And because you have a way of making people laugh. You certainly bring joy. Celeste, welcome, the Oracle. Thank you for being here, for doing your thing, for expressing, for weaving spell loudly and quietly. Yes, all is truly well. Donna is in the house. Donna, are you still flying high? Are you still vibrating? Like, bzz, I can feel it. Ooh, don't vibrate too hard because we want technology to do what they need to do. So anyway, whatever you're doing, calm yourself down, but just don't calm too much. So today's topic, we've got a few things we're going to do and share, but one of the announcements, I'm going to wait for Betty to join us. She's on her way. She's having me do something that we don't do. So I said to her, well, we don't do it, but if we did, this is the people we will do that to. But I'll wait for Betty to come to break it down. She don't know that we don't do it. I keep telling them, we don't do it. Life Conversations does not do it. But she said, it would be nice. It would be good. People would love it. I said, well, okay, we won't do it. But if we did it, this is what we'll do. Yes, Tamara's going to come up with a joke, and then she's going to call in and share a joke with us. So today's topic is spiritual hat. Is it okay to take off your spiritual hat? Now, I got one question for you while you're thinking about that. What the heck is a spiritual hat? What the heck is that? What does it look like? I mean, come on, a spiritual hat? Is it something you purchase from a store, from a friend, you get from a church, or from a temple? How much does it cost? What's the purpose of a spiritual hat? You know, why would you even need to wear a spiritual hat? What's the point? So we're asking, is it okay to take it off? But what the heck is a spiritual hat? A spiritual hat? Please, Negro, sit down. There is no such thing as a spiritual hat. If you have a spiritual hat, then you've got some more growing to do. Yes, I said. And if you're getting angry at me, good, stay angry. Get mad, get frustrated, and call in 347-426-3346. Ooh, you're getting angry, you're getting mad, you're getting frustrated. Yo, that's not a spiritual thing to do. I can't believe you call yourself spiritual and you're getting angry and frustrated. Oh, on top of it, you're feeling jealous. Oh my God, you're judging people. Clearly, you're not spiritual. You kind of get the gist of where we're going with this. Spiritual hat, my foot. Take that hat off and don't ever, as a matter of fact, take that hat off and burn that sucker. Burn it. There's no such thing as a spiritual hat. There's no such thing. You know, we all have these nice words that we use, I took my spiritual hat off, or, you know, I hear some of my Christian brothers and sisters saying, well, if I wasn't born again, or if I wasn't a Christian, I'll do so and so. What? No. You're just ignorant. Don't put it under Christianity, under being spiritual. Ignorant. Yes, I said that. I did. I really did. And for those who need translation, ignorant. Ooh, what's wrong with Life Coach Adair today? He's just feeling pasty. He's just being all kind of stuff. You know, we have all these words that we use, all this package that we put ourselves in. We compare, the spiritual folks compare themselves to the religious folks. And I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. The religious folks say, do you believe in Jesus? Jesus said, I am the way, the life, the truth. And if you're not coming to God through Jesus, then you're going to hell. But then they tell me, well, Jesus is unconditional love. God is unconditional love. So it really doesn't matter which way I choose, right? If God is unconditional love, why the heck would God, as Jesus, say, I am the only way? Unconditional love. I mean, would Jesus put a condition on truth? Can unconditional love put condition in how you express? I digress. Well, so let me just go here for a minute. Even in my digression, there's truth. So I was listening to the radio yesterday. I let them remain nameless. And the artist came on and she was saying, God is unconditional love. God is unconditional. She just said, unconditional love. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Yep. It's a gospel radio station. I get it. And then she said something about Jesus. And I was just thinking, yep. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and blah, blah, blah. And I started to think, that's an interesting thought that, you know, some, not all Christians, but some of my Christian brothers and sisters would be quick to pull out that scripture and said, you can't get to God unless you go through Jesus, unless through Christianity. And some of them, the brothers that I'm talking about, the sisters that I'm talking about, would say, Jesus is God. We don't need to debate that. We don't even worry about that. But Jesus, as God, is unconditional love. I was just thinking, wow, interesting. So if Jesus as God is unconditional love, why would God as Jesus, you see where I'm going here, put condition in how you get to God? So thinking out loud. But the thing about spirituality, the thing about life, the thing about living a God-inspired life, it requires us. It requires us to think. That whole idea, don't question God, please. You got to think. When you stop thinking about your life, your way of being, the things that you're doing, you become empowered about who and what you are. You get to choose what works for you. I know thinking sometimes seems kind of out of date right now. It's just outdated, especially with some of the shows we see on TV. And, you know, you tell people to think. They're like, how dare you ask me to think? But it's time to think. And for as long as I live, I'm going to think and I'm going to take everybody else with me. Because when you think, you create your reality. When you think, you get to reevaluate your life. When you think, you get in touch with what is true for you. Thinking will set you free. Now, not just thinking. You got to think and feel. You got to think and feel. So we're talking about anger as well when we talk about spiritual health and the whole, the backstory to this taking of your spiritual hat is it okay to be angry? Is it okay to be frustrated? Is it okay to be judgmental and still call yourself spiritual? As a matter of fact, if you consider yourself to be spiritual, but somehow you're always dealing with health challenges. You know, you have this problem, you have financial challenges. Just have all these things that you're going through and growing through, but maybe you're not spiritual enough. Maybe that's why. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. 347-426-3346. I want to hear your thoughts today and your questions. 347-426-3346. We have the power to set ourselves free. We have the power to set ourselves free. When we embrace all that is, embracing yourself, embracing your way of being, embracing your thoughts, embracing your feelings, your emotions, even if you're feeling less than, even if you're feeling judgmental, even if you're feeling depressed, even if you're feeling angry, when you embrace all of that, you're totally, completely in God. Because guess what? Frustration, depression, joy, happiness, passion, it's all the same thing to God. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I want to share something with you from Ask, and it is given. Learning to Manifest Your Desire. That's a book downloaded through Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Teachings of Abraham. Sometimes we put ourselves in a box. We put ourselves in a box trying to step out of the box of society, trying to step out of the conditioned way of being, the box of conditioned way of being. But we move from the idea of God is going to punish us, we're going to hell, we're not good enough, we're this, blah, 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 blah. You know, you fill in the blanks. Fill it in. To a place, an awareness, an understanding that God is all there is, love is all there is, you can never go wrong. But somehow, the wonderful mind of ours has a powerful way of putting us right back in the box. Just the interest where we jam our own selves back. You think about it. We should jam ourselves up is what I meant to say. You think about it, there's so many spiritual teachers, spiritual books, self-help, personal development, spiritual centers, churches, mosques, temple, gathering, support group. There's so many 12 steps to support humanity to be free. But somehow, some of us are still feeling in bondage. What is that about? Real simple. I mean, if you get this, you don't even have to worry about the rest of the show. By experience yourself as what you're not, we'll get you understand who you really are. The times when you don't have enough money, you think of ways to create more money for yourself, to make that happen. When you're angry, when you're mad, you're thinking of ways to feel better. As a matter of fact, sometimes your anger is an expression of your desire to feel better. Your judgment, your criticism is a desire. Like Abraham would say, you're launching rid of desires to be free. But somebody else would say, it's not spiritual to be angry. Well, since I'm not being spiritual now because I'm angry, how about I punch you and just stay in that not being spiritual consciousness? And if you think I'm advocating violence, then, you know, call me, we'll talk 101, or I don't even need to explain, because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is what it takes to be a human being is all the emotions that you think, that you feel, everything that's moving through you. Can you imagine the amount of thoughts that you have in a day, in an hour, in a minute? And these thoughts will trigger emotions. So when we ask, is it okay to take off your spiritual hat? First of all, there's nothing like that. But if you want to stay, oh, yes, there's a spiritual hat. Let's stay with that. Well, yes, it's okay to take off your spiritual hat, as long as you do not judge yourself when you take off that spiritual hat. Real love is accepting all your funk and accepting all your divinity. Real love, real self-love is accepting your humanness and your divinity. So if you procrastinate and you've been trying to break out of it, self-love, real love is accepting yourself. Now, you don't say, well, what can I do? I'm a procrastinator. I've been there all my life. Well, okay, yes. But are you willing, wanting to change that? If you don't want to change it, then we don't want to hear about it. But you can't use it as a crutch, because you got to bring yourself to a place where you recognize and remember that you're here for something bigger. As a matter of fact, you're an extension of a power and presence that's just, you can't describe. It's beyond words. It transcends what you look like. It transcends your weight. It transcends your scale. It transcends what you eat. It transcends what society's telling you that you should or shouldn't do. Society tells you, oh, don't eat that. That will make you put on weight. Don't do that. When you recognize who and what you are, you recognize that food has no power over you. That, yep, you can eat whatever you want to eat. Now, while you're eating what you're eating, while you're eating what you're eating, like we say in England, while you're eating what you're eating, it's your thought about what you're eating that makes a difference. When you say to yourself, I know I shouldn't be eating this, you might as well push it away. You might just push back. You create your reality. Nothing is good or bad. Thinking makes it so. So when we hide behind all this wonderful phrase of, oh, I had to take off my spiritual hat. No. You just want to go there. It is who you are. The number is 347-426-3346. And we're taking your calls. While talking to Betty about this show, I think it was on Friday, and one of the things that made me go, is when I watch basketball players, football players, not just basketball players, just people who are in the public eye and they end up fighting or just acting from a lower level of consciousness or acting from a human perspective, and they do a press conference and they say, well, you know, I want to apologize because I'm really, all my friends and family knows that's not me. That's not who I am. Shut up. Shut it up. Put a wrap up. Put a wrap on it. It is you. Because the minute you deny an aspect of yourself, you deny yourself. If you didn't have it in you, it would not come out from within you. So all those people out there saying, that's not me, my friends and family, no, that's not me. Maybe you, there's something you're missing, or they're not telling you the truth. But when you can look at something and say, wow, how people respond to me, what people think about me does, you know, makes me mad and angry, then you can work with that. But if you deny any part of you, you deny every part of you. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break, and then I want to go to Ask, and it is given. This helps those of you that are dealing with challenge to express your anger, your frustration. You know, if you have the book, you might want to pick it up. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you ask and help you see how it's given. And do not forget, while we're asking, I want to lovingly ask, and I know you're going to give to me anyway. I want to lovingly ask, joyfully ask, gratefully ask, that you share this show with your friends, your families, your brothers, your sisters, the cat, the dog, the parrot, anything you can think of. Even the stray dog, share it with them. Oh, yeah, don't forget to share it with your haters and your coworkers and your supervisor now. And tweet the show, share it on Facebook, because we want to spread the word. We want the whole world to be free. Ooh, isn't that conditional, Life Coach Ade? Can people just be who they need to be without you wanting them to be free? Yeah, they can be who they want to be, but I want them to be free. Now what? we are here to support one another. This is a lifetime party. The party has been going on before you got here, and the party is going to continue after you've gone. The question is, what impression are you leaving the people who are interacting, who are enjoying this party called life? You know, sometimes you come in here and you get upset about what they're sharing, what they're serving in this party, and you don't even know how they start to share what they were sharing, what caused it, what the thought is. Now, maybe you need to bring a different kind of food, a different kind of diet, so that those who are yet to join this party called life can say, wow, that's the best party ever. And if I come back again to that party, I'm going to live it up. Life is good. And it's getting better. Are you enjoying this party called life? Oh, my God, it's so much fun. And if you're not, snap out of it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face? Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to 4parents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry,
I'll always be your muffin head,
your cuddle bug,
your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
And if you're afraid to talk about sex, join us this Wednesday as we talk about sex and spirituality. The topic is coming out of your sexuality closet. Oh, I love it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's what it's about. What are you thinking? Is what you're thinking keeping you stuck, or is it empowering you to live your best life? Listen, this is the only radio station you need to listen to. I mean, even Mark Victor Hansen knows that. He knows. I mean, he's written so many books. So you better listen to him.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
What can I say? We do the best hosting in the planet. Best with a B, as if you can spell it differently. Yes, 347-426-3346. Before we go to Ask and It's Given, let's take a call. Let's take a call. Celeste, do you have your spiritual hat on, or did you take it off?
Hello. Well, actually, I burned a hat. I knew you were setting us up. I knew that was a setup. But I really, really appreciated it. You know what? Just started off, I felt something this morning, and I wrote it up on Facebook about your show. Uh-huh. And one of my friends, Figgy, went on a Jesus tip.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, boo-boo, I'm not disagreeing with you. That's right. There's a righteous anger, and we need to experience it to have both the humanity and the divine. But there is one more thing that I forgot to tell you.
Okay.
It's from Reverend Deborah Johnson. I have to clean it up, and you're getting ready to go into it. So it's confirmation that I needed to share it on the air, which is there was another scripture that pulled in the secret. And you said the secret, thinking I was talking about law of attraction last Wednesday. Don't test me on it on the archive. So it's true.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And the scripture that she used for another YouTube video was, whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive. Matthew 21:22. That's where that 3, 4, 7 comes in, which is, by the way, the number for your date on August 31st. And what I didn't say about the chariot, it is about letting the universe take the wheel and embracing all that is, which is what your show continuously does, which is why I always come back. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Celeste. Celeste, the Oracle, the weaver of webs and spells. Get you go. She assists you to go within yourself. So, huh? What did you just say? How she break that down? Really? She breaks it down. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Those of you in the chat room, silent listeners, we see you. Sanichi, welcome, 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 my dear sister. And your birthday is coming up in a few days. And Glenda is in the house. Glowing Gooch is in the house. Joyful Tamara Joy is in the house. We got silent listeners disguised as guests. If you want to interact in the chat room, you need to register with our partner. don't read the chat room while you talk, Ade. Yeah, you can register with a partner, Block Talk Radio, so you can interact in the chat room. However, if you still can't do that, well, here's a trick. First, you can open another browser, register with Block Talk Radio, and once you're registered, you copy the link that you're on right now and post it. It'd be confusing, I know. But you can work it out. Work it out. Just get back in here. But if you don't want to go through all that, because you can't even figure out what I just said, it's like, what? Open another browser? What's a browser? Just call in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And, so let's go to Abraham. Let's see what Abraham has to say about anger. Tamara is saying something in the chat, which I can't read right now unless I play music. And speaking of which, let me digress here. I was listening to a show one day, and they were just playing music, you know, like regular radio as it used to be in the day. And I thought of, wow, doing a music show, it's so easy. I've always wanted to do that. I've done some, not as much, but I did maybe a couple of shows just playing music a long time ago. But it is so easy because all you got to do is talk a little bit, play music. Talk a little bit, play music. With talk radio, you better keep talking or let somebody else talk. I can't read what Tamara is saying right now because somehow Betty's not, she's sort of here, but she's not here. I don't know what's going on with Betty. I think Brother Mercury's holding a hostage. So let's go to Ask and It's Given. And Tamara, you asked for us to do something. We should call in and discuss together. Now, I see that, but I don't know what it is you're talking about. Now, knowing you, I'm kind of like, ooh, do I want Tamara to call in? I don't know where she's going. But whatever you bring, Tamara, I can handle it. So 347-426-3346. So let's talk about the emotional guidance scale. In the book, Ask and It's Given, has list of emotions. And it talks about the emotions, you know, where you are lets you know where, you know, how aligned you are with Source and how misaligned. So when we talk about anger, when I say embrace your anger, don't judge your anger, don't judge yourself for being critical, embrace yourself. Yeah, I mean, if you can do that, you're ready in alignment. You're ready in alignment because you can bring yourself back. And this is such a powerful chapter. It's for those of you who have it or yet to get it or want to know, it's chapter 22. So there's a lot of emotions there. But here's, I want to read something that I was reading that's going, yes, yes. So here, let's go here. Where do I want to start from? I want to start from this place, this page that I'm looking at. An example of consciously moving up your emotional guidance scale. So you don't have to fool yourself about, oh, I have to take up my spiritual hat. I had a friend that said to me, oh, my God, pain had me speaking outside of my truth. Not true. If you're feeling pain, you're feeling pain. Okay, get back to the book, Life Coach Adam. And Abraham, in the book, Ask and It's Given, they say, it is really a process of thinking a thought, any thought, and then consciously evaluating whether the new thought gives you any feeling of relief from where you were before that thought. You know, you're moving yourself, consciously moving yourself up the emotional guidance scale. And it's by thinking about what you're thinking. You become conscious about your thought. Let me go on. It says, so you think and feel and think and feel with one intention only, to feel even the slightest bit of relief. Here's how they break it down. Let us say that someone has said something that made you angry, or someone did not keep her word. As you focus upon this topic, this angry topic, you notice that you do feel some relief from relief from depression. In other words, in the midst of your angry thought, you're no longer having any trouble breathing. The feeling of claustrophobia has lifted, and you do feel slightly better. Now, here's the critical step in effectively utilizing your emotional guidance system. Stop and consciously acknowledge that your chosen thought of anger does feel better than the suffocating depression that it replaced. And in the conscious recognition of your improved vibration, your feeling of powerlessness softens, and you are now on your way up your emotional guidance scale, back into full connection with who you really are. If you do not allow yourself to feel your emotions, or if you judge yourself, if you criticize yourself, if you allow other people to judge you, then you're taking yourself down a spiral that is not for your highest good. Don't do that to yourself. And if you are, here's another way to break free. The simple act of forgiveness. Forgiveness is simple. We talk about it. I talk about it on the show. You've heard it. You've read about it. We come up with all kind of reasons and defense why it's not easy, easier said than done. No! If you think it is easy, whenever you find yourself, say to somebody, I hear you, but it's easier said than done. The fact that you recognize that is easy is because you recognize the truth. Now, you recognize the truth, but you may not want to let go, so you don't want to do it. So you say to yourself, that's how you convince yourself to hold on to the past, to habits that are not serving you. Yeah, I know, but it's easier said than done. No. It's easier done than said. Because when you do it, you don't have to explain. You don't have to get in debates. So let's say, you know, someone dropping the Jesus thing. When you recognize who you are, when you recognize truth, when you recognize love, when you're loving yourself, when you choose, when you just make a declaration that you want to be happy, you want to be joyful, you will not get in a debate with people who are debating with you about what you believe or not. The only reason you will debate or defend what you believe is because you're not quite sure about what you believe. Because if you believe what you believe, if you know what you believe, you won't defend it. If you're drinking a cup of coffee or tea, whatever, water, soda, and someone tells you what you're drinking is not what you know you're drinking, are you going to debate that? This is coffee, taste it. If you have to go to that extent just having them taste it, if it looks different, I understand. But if you're clear that you're drinking coffee, if you're clear that 2 plus 2 equals 4, why would you want to defend? Why would you want to debate that? So when you find yourself defending, when you find yourself debating with somebody else, debating now, maybe you want to ask yourself, do you believe what you believe? Do you know what you say you know? Now, you can engage in a conversation where it's sharing what you know, what you believe, what is true. But when you find yourself getting angry while you're sharing, oh, I can't stand this. People are just so limited. They're just so limited in their thinking. You got some work to do. You got some work to do. You're listening to Ask Life Coach. It's 347-426-3346. Let's just create a space to take all of that in as you set yourself free. And Betty's struggling to get in here. Let's just breathe in. Let's all take a breath right now. Let's just breathe in and breathe out and just hold Betty in the light of love. And not just Betty, anybody that's going through this physical challenge, not that Betty is, but she's going through some challenge right now. People that you know who've experienced transition, people who are struggling, people who are in countries where things are, you don't know if they're, you've got family members and you don't know what's going to happen to them. Let's just breathe in the breath of life and breathe out. And in that breathing in and out, we recognize that God is all there is. Even if your physical eyes is giving you a different interpretation, that you say, you know, I can't explain it, I don't understand it, but I am willing to see through the eyes of God. I am willing to see through the eyes of love. I am willing to be the change I want to see. I am willing to be that change. Because all there is love. All there is love. This love that I'm talking about is unconditional. That's why it is freedom. Love is freedom. Love is freedom. If you're feeling in bondage when you experience love, you may want to check and see what's going on there. Love is unconditional, and all there is love. 347-426-3346. This is Karen Drucker. There is only love. We'll be right back, and I will have time to see what's going on in the chat room and read what's going on in the chat room. Karen Drucker, there is only love. That's all there is. You're not experiencing it, you need to change your interpretation. There's only love, Karen Drucker. You can find out more about Karen Drucker by going to her website, karendrucker.com. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We see you, folks. Glenda, did you say you want to add something? I see you in the chat room, but you got to press 1. You got to let me know you are the one, and then you will be the one. You got to make your declaration so that you can be the one. So this conversation in the chat room that I was reading. Simon said, yes, it is challenging to know when to give yourself space to feel your anger or sadness and when it is time to move yourself along to another place. At least for me, it can be. So here's the thing. Don't make it challenging. Whenever you're feeling your anger, feel your anger, baby. Feel your anger. That's the time to give yourself the space. You can't schedule time to be angry. Sometimes you don't even know. You're like, whoa, did I just get caught up in that? It's whenever you're feeling it is whenever you're feeling it. Whenever you're feeling your sadness is whenever you're feeling your sadness. You don't need to prescribe that. You don't need to plan it, make an appointment. Just make it easy. Just make it easy on yourself. Glenda said, here, something I saw. She said, where is it? That's the problem with reading and doing the show. She said something about, well, she's on the call now. I'm going to come to her. So she's going to share her thoughts. But I want to add this before I go to Glenda on the phone line. From the ask and is given, here's something else. How you move yourself. And Tamara, this might be helpful for you. Because sometimes what we do, we want to move from anger to joy. We want to move from depression to feeling good. That's too big a jump. We're fooling ourselves. We want to move from being judgmental to being peaceful. It just doesn't work. It won't work. When you're being true to yourself, you know you can just give yourself a space to kind of calm down. You know, paramedics, when they rescue somebody or if there's an emergency, they say, breathe, calm down. You don't just go from to, okay, breathe in deeply. It goes from slowly. When you run, when you're slowing down, when you go to the gym, just slowly and gradually bring yourself back to that place where you're feeling yourself, where you're feeling totally in alignment with Source, with Spirit, with God, with love at its best. So here's a step for you, Tamara and everybody else, myself included. Right now, so the subtopic is, if I can get there emotionally, I can get anywhere. Right now, I'm going to find the best feeling thought that I can. I'm going to reach for more relief, more relief, more relief. Remember, so here's a step to something to think about. This is awesome. Remember, rage gives you a feeling of relief from depression, grief, despair, fear, guilt, or powerlessness. Revenge gives you a feeling of relief from rage. Anger gives you a feeling of relief from revenge. Because think about it. Instead of saying, oh, I'm going to get them back, I'm going to go punch them, and you step into anger and say, oh, they drive me mad. That's some kind of relief, and you don't have to go into revenge. But if you're there, you're there. Blame gives you a feeling of relief from anger. Overwhelmment gives you a feeling of relief from blame. Irritation gives you a feeling of relief from overwhelmment. Pessimism gives you a feeling of relief from irritation. Hopefulness gives you a relief from pessimism. Optimism gives you a feeling of relief from hopefulness. Positive expectation gives you a feeling of relief from optimism. Joy gives you a feeling of relief from positive expectation. We need to be gentle with ourselves and know that all is truly well right where you are. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. New listeners, Melly66, we welcome you. Let's take a call. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and don't forget, we ask you joyfully, happily to share the show with your friends, like the page, like the show, post it all on your social network, spread the word and tell folks, listen, if you want to have a real life conversation, come to lifeconversationsradio.com. I promise you, when you listen, you will never be the same. You won't even need coffee. You won't need the depression medication because, Life Coach Ade would help you get to a place where you can express the truth of who you are. Glenda, speak to me. Speak to me about love.
About love?
Yes. Or whatever's on your mind.
Well, you see, Tamara told me to call in. I wasn't going to call in. I've been kind of quiet these past few weeks, you see. Because sometimes you have to be quiet and work through your stuff.
Yes.
Indeed. You know, put your action where your talk is, you know.
I like that. Put your action where your talk is.
You know, I've been working on things while I'm listening to the show, like resumes, cover letters. Now I'm working on something for a project. But, okay, I can talk about love. I guess way before I discovered Abraham, I dealt with my own depression in knowing what I knew about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and knowing that knowing how I preferred to feel. So this concept of, I call it transmuting your negative emotions to something more positive. For me, and that's why I specifically say for me, because I know different people are different. You know, anger and fear and anxiety and depression actually physically weigh my body down. Makes me feel sluggish. I can't concentrate. But when I know that I can move to a state of joy or peace, you know, then it frees me up to be creative, and I actually feel lighter in my body, more electric, you know. And that's why I say specifically for me, because I've talked to other people, and some people say that when they get angry, they feel alive. So, you know, that, you know, now, for somebody that feels like that, that they like to stay angry, that they feel alive. You know, I've talked to people here in New York City that they go through the day cursing people out. They curse people out and, you know, cut people off and, you know, I have a good friend of mine. It's a Leo. I'm a Cancer. There can be a difference. She's like, yo, I feel good. I told that person off. See, you know, so when we talk about these concepts, we have to be mindful of our differences. Although we say we're all one, we've come down here in different flavors and different characteristics. But I think ultimately I know, not think, from the work that I've done in NLP, not only receiving it, but as a practitioner, that you free yourself if you can find the method to move yourself up that emotional ladder. So now I'm more or less, I feel the negative feelings. I will feel it. I acknowledge them. But then I get busy in my head, okay, what can I do right now to feel better? Can I put on some music? Can I go for a walk? Can I, you know, research something on the internet? You know, can I play my drum? You know, I start going through things that I know I get joy from and bliss, and before I know it, or can I put on Ade's show? Yeah, sometimes it's tuning into your show, you know. And then I can move to another place where I could get some maybe solutions to what might be causing me that way instead of dwelling in it.
You know, I want to say something about people, and I'm going to come to Tamara. Tamara's waiting in line, like, Mimi, come on, man. Take my call.
She wanted us both to talk at the same time. I guess this is an experiment.
Well, you guys are not going to talk at the same time if I can have anything to do with it. But anyway, you can talk after each other. But anyway, the thing about anger, to some extent, I get when people say I come alive when I get angry, which is that whole thing where, you know, in the book, anger gives you a feeling of relief from revenge. So, the problem is when these people get stuck there. When they get stuck in that place, they're not doing themselves good. Actually, what they're really doing is that they end up causing dis-ease in their own system, because that anger goes inward. I want to read something that Sinechi is saying in the chat room, and I'm going to come to you, Tamara. Sinechi said, she said, it helps me to be clear on my intentionality. Who is it that I say I am? The anger and emotions then become sensors that let me know if I'm on the course to love. I choose how long to remain there. I walk through the valley, not build a condo there. Exactly. She said, what is depression? Some say anger turn inward. Anger turn inward. From that position, we can begin the process of healing. See, too many people are just looking for something to get out of their depression. So when you talk about people who come alive when they're angry, because other than that, they'll be depressed. They'll be out there doing crazy things that they, in their mind, think they don't want to do. So the anger is how they find a better feeling place. Now, based on the awareness of themselves, they can go one step further. They're not even near half a tank yet. On an emotional scale, they're almost on empty. So, you know, they get to reap the benefit of that. I had to put you on mute, Glenda, because there was a lot of feedback or some kind of feedback on your line. Let me go to Tamara. Joyful Tamara Joy. How are you doing, my sister friend?
Hey, I'm loving this show. This is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Glenda and I were talking in the chat room, and I think it was like that parable where you're both feeling different parts of the elephant and you're describing. I'm like, no, it's a trunk. No, it's a tail, you know, that kind of thing. And I think for me, the part that I want to say is that I have a hard time when people call fear, grief and anger negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. I mean, I think like that's, I love the scale you read, but I also think there's such a beautiful place for anger and grief and fear in our lives.
To not give ourselves the space to release that, it's suicide. You know, the people who don't have the space to release their anger, their grief, and all the other things that they're feeling, they end up contemplating suicide or taking their own lives because they want to breathe. They're feeling suffocated. And when they get angry, to say, oh, I feel better now, people say, oh, no, it's wrong to be angry. And they go back into depression. And then they say, is this what life is about? Forget it. I'm out of here. So I get what you're saying. It's
yeah,
really
and I also was saying in the chat room, I know people, like one of my neighbors, who will only say everything's fine, everything's well, which can sound like a really high spiritual place, but he's kind of a narrow guy, and he'll kind of put me down, like, oh, you're such a hippie, and oh, what is that artwork you do? And so it's like there's a way you can use quote-unquote positive emotion to shut off this huge part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not really present with people.
It's, oh,
so
my
I've
God.
Seen
that
that's
too. Such a point. That is such a powerful point. Talk more about that.
And I think sometimes, like in the agape community, there are people who will be like, all is well, life is great, and they're always saying positive things. And it's like, gosh, they're so enlightened. And then you'll look at their personal life, and their relationships are a mess. And, you know, it's kind of like you have to be in the body. You have to deal with all of it. I mean, the joy, I love it when I'm in joy and happiness. And then the next second, anger's up. And then the next second, depression's up. And then, you know, it's like it's all part of this human experience and learning how to work with these different states.
So let me ask you a question. When you
mm-hmm.
say, you know, the agape community, they talk about all is well, life is good, God is working it out, I see money coming, health, you know, affirmative prayer. What would you want to say? Sometimes, what would you really want to say? What do you want to let out that you feel that you can't say because you hear people say that?
I would like to, like in the chat room, I would like there to be space for people to say, you know, yes, all is well. God is everything. We're all connected. And it's kind of like Deborah Johnson did on your show. My human experience right now, I'm having a hard time. My body's hurting. Or I had a huge fight with my boyfriend. And I'm really upset. And let that be okay. Not have everybody pounce on that person. Well, you know, do your affirmative prayers and da-da-da-da-da and, like, try to get them to joy and happiness like it's a disease they have.
So let's talk about that for many reasons. And this is a good point you bring up. And I don't, I know you pulled the agape community, but this happens in spiritual. It happens in spiritual community. It happens in the academic world. Any when people feel they know more, or sometimes they know, it's not even about just trying to know more. First of all, let's just backtrack it. When you think of, let's talk about the love streamers. Let's since you brought that up, that place, the intention of that place is to bring love, is to help support one another. So you know, there's two things. One, if someone comes in that chat room and says, oh, I just got fired from my job, my life is totally horrible, I don't know how you would feel, but that the intention that's created in that chat room is not for someone to say, oh, yeah, I know, it's terrible, isn't it? Life is hard. So some people are living
right
up to the intention. Some people are really genuinely sharing what they know to be true, that in spite of what you're going through and growing through, all is well. Some people use that to say, I can relate, but I'm going to, it's easy for me to see the truth with you now, Tamara, Ade, Glenda, whoever is in the chat room. So I'm going to affirm the truth. The question really is, in spite of people holding the light, Tamara, do you feel safe enough to share your darkness? That's the real question.
I sometimes would be my answer. I think for me, I understand the concept of what other people think of me is none of my business, but I haven't fully embodied it yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I feel like saying when I know my coffee is coffee, that I don't feel like I'm there yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is, see, where you free yourself, okay, let me give you this. Let me give you this foundation first. What people do or say is simply a reflection of their consciousness, a reflection of who they are.
Right.
What people do or say is a reflection of the consciousness of who they are. So if you're feeling crappy and you want to share with whoever, and if you feel like they're judging you because they're affirming the truth, it's a reflection of who they are, their consciousness. Now, your reaction or your response to what they said becomes a reflection of who you are or your consciousness.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? When recognize that maybe it's because you haven't allowed, don't give yourself the space to be in this dark place, be angry. So when other people don't give you that space and that place to be you in that moment, to call your coffee a coffee, maybe you're experiencing, I would actually go down, I'm not even going to play small here, you experience yourself through them.
Yes.
And then it becomes a projection of what they're doing to you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, because when I'm sharing that dark side, for me, I don't know about other people, when I'm feeling really like grief or fear or I feel overwhelmed with my emotion, if I can talk to somebody, like if I talk to you a day, then I can feel it, okay, I can move through it and move beyond it. And I don't feel like I have all the tools yet to do that for myself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. So when I am sort of putting myself in somebody else's hands for a moment.
And it sounds like you're looking for validation.
And put myself in the hands of somebody who's
people.
Like, ooh, fear and anger, what the hell are you doing? Excuse my friend.
You might want to look at to see if there's validation. You're looking for validation there. If you're looking for validation from this community. And sometimes you might get validated. Now, you may you've shared your story openly about being atheist, used to be atheist or other people. You may talk about something that you're at peace with now. You might get someone to validate that. So you might want to just listen and feel about when you are looking for validation from other people. So when you if their validation approves, if you validate their validation of you, then you're at peace. But if you don't validate their validation of you, you're mad. You're like, why can't people just let me be me? It's not up to them. You talked about Deborah Johnson. When she came on and I said, it's almost like the first thing she said, I'm going through some human stuff, but I know it's all good. It threw me because I was going to ask her that question as I shared on the show, how do you deal with life when you're going through your stuff? That's the first thing you threw out. Did you see her any less? You didn't try and call into Deborah Johnson, all is well. When she exposed herself, you connected with a human being, a spiritual being. You felt her love. For me, I choked up. It's like, this is why I love this woman, because she is real. So when you're going through and growing through the pain, the sadness, the grief, the judgment, the criticism, be careful not to seek validation from other people.
Yeah.
Or they will take you back. As a matter of fact, you will take yourself back to a place you don't want to be.
Right. Sounds good. Hey, you want to hear the story of the angry man in the gym last night? Or do you have other calls?
Okay, good. Call that because I got to go to Betty. The story of the angry man at the gym. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, so we decided to go to the gym to go swimming last night and, you know, relax. So I'm swimming and the door's open and cold air's coming in the pool room. And I asked this guy, would you be willing to close the door? He said, why? And I said, because there's cold air coming in. He said, well, we're trying to air out the men's room. And who asked you anyway? And he started yelling at me. I mean, screaming at me, yelling at me. Toxic energy. So I immediately got really frightened. I mean, my hands were shaking. I could feel how angry this person was. And I said, you know, stop talking to me. And I put my hand up, and he walked away, and then he came back and started coming at me again. And meanwhile, Dave is swimming in the lane next to me, and then I'm mad at Dave. I'm like, Dave, why didn't you say anything to this guy? Didn't you hear him talking to me? And he's like, no, I'm swimming underwater. So anyway, it was a situation where I felt like the fear really was cluing me in. This guy is a dangerous guy. Your body's telling you this is not a person you want to interact with. And then fortunately a guy walked by who worked at the gym. I called him in, and I also put in a report of what happened. And I feel like that I used my fear and I used my anger in a really positive way for the best outcome possible, mm-hmm. in terms of standing up for myself, and, you know, making it known to this business what was happening.
Right.
And it was
right,
really
right.
uncomfortable. The whole incident was uncomfortable, but I feel really good about how my fear and my anger, which were enormous, served me last night.
And that's the most important thing. When you feel good, you took action by that similar. You took action. You did something about it. That
exactly.
Got you to
or I might
place.
Still be stewing today. And today I'm just like, wow, okay, that was yesterday, and I handled it.
Exactly. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you so much. Thank you
Thanks.
For sharing your experience and being open enough to show your human side, because that's
Thanks.
What it's about, baby. Let's go to Betty Pegues, my co-producer, who would be like, let me in. I finally got here. You let me in. Let's see. Betty, here you are. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
Okay, don't be smart. On a moment, I'm about to show everybody online how to work through anger as we talk.
We hear it. Go ahead. How are you anyway, my dear friend?
I am fine. You know, I had one of those moments, and I thought, Ade, put me on the phone now before I forget my points. But, you know, this is what the show is all about, working through anger. So, unfortunately, I'm an hour late coming into it, so the point that I'm about to make or what I'm about to say may have already been addressed. I don't know, but I feel the need to say it anyway. You know, this show, you know, I love this show. Me and Ade talked about it. And anger, becoming angry and flowing through it and working through it works in the same way as pain does for the body. You know, pain is crucial. Without pain, our body would be in a horrible state because it can't tell us when we're out of alignment with something that we're doing to the body. So pain is crucial. Anger, in my opinion, is the soul's way of saying you are out of alignment with something. Energetically right now, you are attracting something to you. So when you become aware of that anger, when that anger surfaces, it's a way for you to say, okay, I'm going to experience this anger. Let me put that to the side for a moment. But what this anger is really telling me is that I am energetically drawing something to me that's out of alignment with me, or I would not be seeing or experiencing this anger. Even if I am looking at something on television that causes me to get angry, that is still the same as something out of alignment with me, because you only see, you only witness, you only send focus to what you are energetically being aligned to. So anger is a crucial, vital part of keeping in alignment with what you're trying to do for yourself. And for me, that's what being angry with awareness is all about. Now, as that becomes more and more evident to you, you will find out that as people approach you with anger, as you witness anger, as something happens to you that should cause a burst of anger, that you tend to laugh at it a lot easier. And I'll give you an example. Yesterday I did a psychic fair. My sister set up a booth out here to do her thing. And once we got outside, someone had stole the tags off the back of her car. And then on top of that, there was a ticket on the car saying she didn't have any tags. Now, that's enough to make a lot of people angry. And I had posted it on my Facebook, and a lady wonderfully wrote back, and she says, you know, I bet you're good, because I would have gotten really angry about that. But, you know, we looked at it, and we looked at each other, and we joked about it, and we laughed. And that told me where I'm at energetically. Because instead of saying, oh, my goodness, going to owe more money, oh, what, you know, people are no good, or why are people like this, we sort of just look and go, well, we can take care of it. The tag was almost expired. We can contest the ticket. And we had a good laugh. So anger, situations that should cause you anger, people that says things to you that may cause you anger, things that you witness that may cause you anger, depending on your scale, and I'm going back to Abraham because he likes to put everything on scales. Depending on the scale of anger you feel toward any of those things, tells you where you're at energetically. It tells you what you still need to work on. It tells you, you know, this is still a problem for you. And so use anger as a way of saying, okay, now I still see what I need to do. It has nothing to, you know, thank you for this lesson, people. Thank you, mister, for making me angry. I'm going to deal with you. But now I know what I still need to work on, because if I didn't, what you just said wouldn't have affected me. And so that's the point I wanted to say about anger. If you use it as a guidance system for yourself to see where you're at spiritually, you find out that you become less and less angry all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Betty. Thank you for persisting through the anger and saying, I'm going to find a better feeling place and be part of this conversation. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I want to go quickly say something about what Kathleen is asking in chat. Kathleen said, anger means you are out of alignment. Well, yes, it lets you know you are out of alignment with your inner being, with your source, with who you really are. But here's the thing, out of alignment doesn't mean you're not in God. Betty was just talking about the scale. Abraham, they talk about, if you think of your emotional scale as a gauge, like you either, if you think of your a gas tank, you may be full, maybe the gas is on half, or maybe empty. So you know with empty you can't really do much. But with half, you can get some places. So basically when you find yourself being angry, it's letting you know that, ooh, you're running low. You're running low. You need to get back in connection. You want to get back in that passion. You want to get back in that better feeling place. Now, don't, if you try and go from anger to joy, good luck with that. And if you've done it, call in. And, you know, I'm not even going to disagree with you. If you said you've done it, so be it. But the thing is, when you're angry, period. Now, if anger becomes something you put on a to-do list, something, oh, I'm going to make sure that when someone gets in my face, I'm going to get in my better feeling place by getting angry, then you've got some other issues going on. What we are talking about, when we ask, is it okay to take off your spiritual hat? There's no such thing. A spiritual life, life itself is spiritual. You're already spiritual. So spirituality is the expression of who you really are. Spirituality is expressing love. And in expressing love, you start with yourself. So when you're angry, be aware that you're angry and make a conscious choice to choose another choice, to make a difference, to feel better. Not for anybody else, but for you. When you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling irritated, make another choice. Choose again. Choose again. What Glenda said was powerful. You know, go listen to something. Listen to music. Play your drum. Dance. Read a book. Go for a walk. We have so much at our fingertips that we forget. We're so abundant sometimes, we don't even know what we have. We're so abundant sometimes, we forget how abundant we are until one of those things get moved. So what we are saying is where you are, but you do have the power to control how you're going to be, how you're going to feel, what you're going to do next. You have the power. You are the power. You are in God. You get to choose again. You get to choose fear or love. And it's not just, you know, fear comes in so many ways. Love comes in so many ways. When Course in Miracles talks about choosing fear or love, it comes in so many ways. But only you know how to love yourself. So if you're feeling angry, people say, oh, you shouldn't feel that. That's ungodly. That's the, tell them to leave. Hang up. I got to go. Now, if you decide to stay angry, frustrated, mad, and want to justify your anger and just don't nobody, then you still got some more work to do. the whole reason for this conversation that we're having, reading the books that we read, go to places that we go to, is simply to experience as ourselves as who we really are. That's what spiritual growth and transformation is. Some people are not interested in this conversation. They're happy. You know, I might look at someone and say, oh, my God, I would never live my life like that. But they could be totally happy. Glenda said some people say, I get angry. Yeah, I come alive when I get angry. Now, if I was working with the person as a client, if they're my coaching client, that's a different conversation. But they're not my client. And so I don't even have anything to say to them. If they ask, what do you think about that? I have a lot of thoughts about that. But if that brings them happiness, so be it. So be it. If it brings them peace, so be it. The only person and the only person you're responsible for is yourself. And your responsibility is to bring yourself back to yourself, to do whatever you need to do to feel the highest vibration of joy, of love, of passion, that you just feel like, woo, I am feeling so good. I'm feeling so empowered. I'm feeling so free. I don't know what to do right now. I'm flying. That's your responsibility. We all have the ability to respond to everything that's going on in our lives. What are you going to choose? That's what it boils down to. It doesn't matter what Life Coach Ade says. It doesn't matter what Inyala Van Zandt says. It doesn't matter if Reverend Michael says something, Oprah. Whoever you listen to, Wayne Dyer, Byron Katie, doesn't matter what they say. What is most important is what do you think about what you're thinking about? And what you think about what you're thinking about, is it keeping you in bondage or is it setting you free? Because when you are free, when you are at peace, you can't do damage to anybody else. You don't need a commandment. You don't need rules and regulation when you're free. When you're at peace, when you're in love, you don't need rules, regulations, or laws. You are at peace. Laws and regulations are for people who need it. And there are times on this human incarnation, this human experience, where, yeah, you need some laws to get you back in alignment, to remind you, like, wait a minute, what are you doing? God is all there is. This is the week of taking responsibility for your health and well-being. Tomorrow we're going to continue the conversation with spirituality through your five senses. You know, we sometimes say, don't focus on your five senses. Don't focus on it. Don't live just from your five senses. But you can connect, you can tap into yourself through your five senses. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Wednesday's topic is coming out of your sexuality closet. We want to blow open that door. We get worried. We panic when we talk about sex and sexuality. Yes, sex and sexuality, because they're not the same. We're confused. We can't talk to children about it. We don't want to talk. We'd be embarrassed. There's some words you're not allowed to say on the radio, even though it's like, come on, what's the big deal? Well, you got to put out warning, and you got to say the opinion expressed by Life Coach Ade, you know, all the other stuff. But Wednesday, coming out your sexuality closet, and on Thursday, we want to help you. We want to encourage you to take your inner child, to take your inner child on a play date. You get to free, you get relaxed, you just live life. Life is meant to be lived and enjoyed and tasted and experienced, and you send out, you experience contrast and you know what you want. Life is good, it's getting better. I'm getting ready to release the show. I want to thank all of you in the chat room. Betty didn't make it here on time because, you know, I told you guys, she wanted us to do something that was supposed to start today, but I just said, we ain't doing it. If we did it, this is what we'll do. So we're going to start tomorrow. She said, let's just, I didn't make that announcement tomorrow. Yes, you're going to make the announcement, and I'm going to tell her, we don't do that. But if we did, this is what we'll do. Come on, it's nice to see you, silent listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all for being here. Make sure you follow the show and share the show and all that other good stuff. Nelly, I don't know if it's your first time, but thank you for being here, and do share the show. We're getting ready to release the show right now. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be still, be love, be grateful, and be yourself. Now, I want to play this song. I just want to play this song. Valerie again. Valerie Joy. ValerieJoy.com. This song is Resurrect Me. I trust that you're resurrected. If you're listening online,
Call in and listen to the rest of the song. Peace and blessings.
I know who I am.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.